The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want you to take a little listen to this. It is the US President Joe Biden talking about Kamala Harris during his appearance on The View.
Be herself. Mm-hmm. Look, she is smart as hell, number one. Yeah. She's tough. She was a first-rate prosecutor. She is a United States Senator of significant consequence. And as vice president, there wasn't a single thing that I did that she couldn't do. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to delegate her responsibility on everything from foreign policy to domestic policy. Look, the one thing we have in common, she and I, two basic things that are different, departed from some Democrats, some past Democratic notions. We thought the way to build this country and build the economy, which was left in shattered and tatters,
mm-hmm. yeah.
was to build a middle class.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
To build a middle class from the bottom up. It would increase, it would give the poor folks an opportunity, give the middle class a chance to grow. And the wealthy could still do well. They should start paying their taxes.
They should, yes.
That is what Joe Biden had to say about Kamala Harris on The View. Jeff Cooner is with me, host of the Cooner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts. He is liberalism's worst nightmare, a conservative nationalist who champions God, country and family. Jeff, always good to talk to you. What else did the president have to say on The View? What caught your attention?
Well, that cut in particular that you just played, it didn't just catch mine. It really caught the attention of a lot of people, and even people in the Kamala camp. And some within Kamala Harris's team privately are saying Joe Biden stabbed her in the back. And he did it obviously with praise. It's the very Washington way to do it. She's tough. She's smart. She's great. But what did he really say? He essentially said she is a co-president, that I delegated everything to her, domestic policy, foreign policy. And the reason why the Kamala people are furious, sure, on the one hand, it augments her experience, her credentials, in some ways her gravitas. But now there's no breathing room between her and Biden. And in particular, what she's been trying to do over the last, say, 30 days, is she's trying to distance herself from some of the unpopularity of Biden's economic record, whether it be on inflation, on the economy, obviously, on the border, on crime. We now have a potential major war looming between Israel and Hezbollah. Israel's on the cusp of a major ground invasion. This has people here in the country very, very much on edge. So what she was trying to do was say, look, I'm different than Biden. I'm a junior generation of leader. I've got someone with new ideas, new policies. What Biden effectively did was he said, for good or for ill, she owns my record, all of it. And Trump has pounced all over this. And so in a way, now, I don't know if it was deliberate or not, but I don't think he did her any favors. And Kieran, this is now essentially the race that we're in. Kamala Harris got a massive boost when Taylor Swift endorsed her. There's no question. You can see it. Registration went through the roof. A lot of young people now got engaged that weren't interested in the election. But in the key battleground states where this election is going to be won, Kamala has been unable to move the needle. Trump has a slight but clear lead. And so what many people are now talking about in the media is that maybe we're looking at an October surprise. Maybe what we're going to see is in, let's say, 3 weeks before the election, Joe Biden steps down, resigns the presidency the way Richard Nixon did, and hands it over to Kamala Harris, making her the first female president, breaking the ultimate glass ceiling, making her the incumbent, generating some excitement, momentum for her to pull it off on November 5th. And maybe this is the reason why he went on The View. And you would look at it then this way. Hey, she's basically been running the country for the last 3.5 years. So if we transition to her, there's no reason for you to worry. She's basically been president anyway. Mm-hmm. Let's make it official. And if that's the October surprise, it's going to be a bombshell.
I mean, might that backfire, though? I assume there's people who'd look at that and think, hold on, this is a stunt, a kind of an election stunt. And it's a stunt done with the office of the president at the center of it.
Well, you nailed it, Kieran. It's very high risk. Look, on the one hand, It's very bold. It's very audacious. Look, when you think about it, from the people who are thinking this through and planning this, she would be the first female president. It would make her an historical figure immediately. It would be a sensation. I think many in the media would coronate her. They would celebrate this as a history groundbreaking moment. And maybe you could see a coronation and people say, hey, look, she's already president. She's basically been co-president. Let's give her a chance. Let's vote her in. The other side is like a double-edged sword. And this is what I fear. And this is what I think many of her voters fear, is that she's going to come across as someone who didn't earn it. Think about it. If you're a woman and you've been waiting for this moment your whole life, don't you want her to earn it? Don't you want her to win it? Instead, it's going to look, as you put it, like a cheap publicity stunt. And ultimately, it's a man handing the presidency to a woman. In many ways, it's very insulting. So it could really blow up in her face. And Kieran, I think the only reason why they're even thinking about this is because it's basically now trench warfare. It's the political equivalent of World War I. Nobody is moving any more ground. Everybody's pretty much set in. And it's trench warfare. And Kamala is close, but they fear not close enough. So they feel they need to do something desperate. And I believe this would be very desperate.
And those battleground states you mentioned, the ones that are ultimately going to decide this election, are the issues that are going to decide those states the same as the issues everybody everywhere else? Or are there local state level issues that we don't hear about this far away, but are actually massively important?
Bingo, you nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. Look, take the abortion issue. The abortion issue is very strong for Kamala. There's no question. No question. But it's very strong for her in California, in New York, where I live, in Massachusetts. Well, she's got those states anyway. But in these, like Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Wisconsin, those are really the six states that are going to decide the election. Abortion is not clicking there the way it does in the rest of the country. For them, it's immigration, it's trade. Pennsylvania, fracking is a huge issue, huge. Many farmers now are very worried. Trump came out and said he's going to impose a 200% tariff on John Deere if they move their plant to Mexico. And whatever you think of the economics of that, in Pennsylvania, it's playing extremely well. So what Trump is doing, he's running a regional campaign. He's focused on these battleground states and giving them red meat. Kamala is running more of a national campaign. And so what may happen, very likely, Kieran, is Kamala will maybe win the popular vote. Again, you know, a Democrat will win the popular vote, but they'll lose the Electoral College.
We'll have to wait and see whether that happens. Jeff, we'll talk to you plenty of times between now and then. Thanks a million. Jeff Cooner, host of the Cooner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio, Boston, Massachusetts.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.